A week or so ago, we had Deborah Nance in from the 4th of July Committee for the City of Marquette. And one of the issues that came up in the interview was some of the financial challenges currently. And what was coming out of it was there was going to be no marching bands, no bands in the 4th of July parade. And I think a lot of people in the community said, this seems a little strange that the high school and the kids there won't even be in their own parade for the 4th. And John, that's kind of why we wanted to have you stick around here for a little bit. You guys at John's Auto in particular stepped up by making a good contribution to help out with that. Tell us just how you came to do that.
Well, you know, we read the article in last Saturday's paper, both John Christensen and I, and thought, boy, you know, you can't have a parade without a marching band.
Especially one that goes right in front of the shop.
Right in front of our business. You know, come on. So I got a hold of Matt Ludwig, who I know. Matt is a wonderful, wonderful educator and the band leader. And I asked him, what would it entail? And he told me it's a $750 cost. And, you know, at first it seems steep. And a lot of people I know are questioning, you know, where is that money going? What does it get used for? Well, there's a variety of things. There's expendables from drumsticks to reeds to drum covers. And those things have an expense, as well as, and a lot of people don't think of this, but if you think of the big bulky costumes that they wear, putting a teenager in an 80-degree day marching 2 miles and that, you can imagine they need to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. And so those are things that, you know, cost money, real money. And, you know, face it, we know the shape that our schools are in right now financially, especially the extracurriculars, band and sports.
Right.
The money isn't there. And they count on these funds to help do those things. So, you know, you'd like to say, boy, that school ought to just do it for free. Sorry, folks. The money's not there.
Nothing happens for free.
It was never a free thing. I mean, when I was in high school, we were involved in marching band as part of the learning experience. But yeah, it cost you money. We had to get bussed somewhere to go play. If you, as a drummer, I know all about drum heads and breaking sticks and all of that, especially in the context of marching. It was never anything, quote unquote, free. When you think about it, there were always expenses, but now with the particular challenges facing the district and facing local governments and whatnot, it was looking pretty grim.
It was. And you know, honestly, if a school's got money and a very small supply of it, quite frankly, I want them buying textbooks and not, you know, drumsticks. That's my personal feeling. So, you know, knowing that someone's got to pay, the band's not looking to make money on this. They're just looking to have it not cost them money out of their budget because they simply don't have it to spend. So, you know, we stepped up to the plate this time. We're committed for this year. We've got first right of refusal next year. I think it's a great way to spend our money in the community. Not that we have a lot, like any business, you know, you have a certain amount that you budget for philanthropic giving, and this is going to be a chunk of it, but we felt it was important. So.
And it also sets a great corporate example, quite honestly, with you and the guys over at John's Auto. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, somebody else says, well, you know, we've got an extra little bit of this. And if the business communities, individuals, you know, we've talked about philanthropic adventures here on this program. You know, these are the community events that unfortunately are now becoming more and more endangered. And so as individual business owners, individual property owners, individuals, now's the time to answer the bell.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can go into the 4th of July. Everyone says, oh, geez, the city ought to do this. I'll flip-flop between John's Auto and my mayor hat.
Yeah.
The city does fund a lot of the 4th of July, but this is a 4th of July committee representing the whole area of Marquette. Right. So, you know, those folks do a great job, but like everyone, you know, money's short.
So. Well, thanks to John's Auto. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get you on here, obviously, from us to say thanks, because we did have the 4th of July people on here last week, and that was one of their concerns. That's been alleviated, and a tip of the hat to you and the folks at John's Auto for stepping up here.
Thanks for having me, guys.